Quanqua. Oh, Quanqua.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Oh, Quanqua.
Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I like that part right there. I am the one, the only Spike on the Mic, and you are listening to, I had a brain fart, the number one award-deserving show called the Spike on the Mic Show. I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as This Spike on the Mic. And I'm coming to you from 6 feet away of some undisclosed locations. That's the U, the L's, and the C. What is that? I already said it, undisclosed locations. And I am not here by myself because I'm shy and I can't do this by myself. I won't do this by myself. So without further ado, let me, that'll be me, introduce what we like to call the resistance fighters. Coming at you at a sounding 5'8". 5'6". He puts the sounds in your eardrums. He is the one, he is the only, my man, PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I am sticking like one of those annoying songs that you just can't get out of your mind.
The annoying song can't get out of mind. Is that like, oh no, nah, I almost did it and I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, Baby Shark, yeah.
Oh, it was...
Worse than that.
Condom Styles.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want to do that. I hate that song. Right. I hate that song so much. Now, coming in at a whopping 5'7". At a 5'7.5". This man here, he has a Velcro dog. He is the reason we're here. He is the voice of reason. Voice of reason, how you sticking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't hear you.
I'm sticking like a movie star. Bruce darn it.
Bruce darn it.
Okay. Bruce darn it.
All right, then. Okay. And coming in at a whopping 5'5". She's from a little place called Mickey Mouse. She has a brand new scorching in her head. This is the one. This is only Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how you sticking?
I almost did it. I am sticking like a crochet hook to my hand in the pre-Christmas season.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. So everybody getting a scarf for Christmas.
Yeah,
huh?
That's it.
They're getting one crochet granny square.
One granny square, yeah.
They're getting one granny square. Everybody's getting one granny square.
Oh, okay. And now coming in, and I'm going to make this person at least 6'2".
Oh,
6'2", and he has a blurry background. He is the guy we like to call Hanging Chad. Hanging Chad, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who's hoping to get a crocheted scrunchie from Billy for Christmas. So.
I know where you're going to put it.
Yeah, don't scrunch it.
And coming in at a whopping 5'6", I believe. 5'6". But
everybody...
high as a kite.
Yeah.
This is one. This is only Miss Kimberly. Miss Kimberly, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a cranky grandma.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You got that, dude. I got back spasm. I caught my husband's cold. And I'm high on Flexeril.
Oh, okay.
She looks like she's sick of balancing her checkbook.
That too.
And you also got cat duty. Remember that now.
That's right.
I got cat duty later. Mm-hmm. I got to go make sure the cat's okay.
That's cool. And okay.
I have a comment to make. I see what you did there, Spike.
You see,
I see what you did there.
I yeah. Smart.
Yeah, you just made everybody tall.
Wait, no, he made me very short. Yeah.
I want to thank you. I should thank you for making my sister and I exactly 2 inches taller than we are. Maybe 3 inches for my sister.
He started with my correct height, and then he chopped some off.
Yeah, Billy needs to crochet some high heels.
Well, if memory serves me correctly,
that'd be a feat of engineering.
If memory serves me, I only made one person tall because the average height is what, 5'10"? Everybody else is short, and I made one person.
Sorry, what? The average height for a woman is not 5'10".
Well, sure, like 5'2" or something.
No, like 5'5".
Oh. Okay. Well,
no, but you made everybody taller than they actually are. Mm. That's the point I was trying to make.
Oh, okay.
So well, you made everybody enjoy tall.
That was fun.
Well, then, with that being said, then we have to do a team unity meeting. So let's all ask everybody at the same time.
Oh yeah. Okay.
One.
Yeah.
Two. Three.
Ass.
We ask somebody to do something.
Oh my gosh.
Like I say, this is a caller driven show.
We make predictions right now. How many
times? This is going to be the best show ever.
Are we going to have to bleep Kim out?
I want Kim to come to this show high every dang time.
She looks so content.
It's a fun high.
Who gets high on Flexerol?
Did
you snort it?
No.
I love Chad. I love Chad.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, what you're listening to is the number one award-deserving show, the Spike on the Mic Show. And if you would like to be a part of this, you can also play by giving us a call at this number here. This number is...
Yeah.
813. Where is the number?
Yeah, exactly.
So
I'm pressing the button, but nothing's happening.
He doesn't know his own phone number. He doesn't know his own phone number, guys.
3 986 5300.
Wait. It's somebody's homework.
Position book.
Uh oh.
All right. Well, anyway, you can also, if you want to play, you can send us an email at thespikeonthemic@gmail.com. That's thespikeonthemic@gmail.com. And if I remember, I will read them and we'll read them on air and we also will get back to you. So there he is. That's how you can be part of the number one award deserving show, the Spike on the Mic Show. So let's do this real quick because I always have to make sure we stay on track. Let's do homework.
Ooh. Let's see. No, see, that's not going to work now.
Mm. Okay, do your homework. Do your homework.
Oh, no.
Okay. It's not our 500th show, so we're doing good.
We almost had a perfect show.
Yeah. All
right, so Voice of Reason, did you do your homework?
I didn't have time, Spike.
Oh, my God.
I've been really busy.
Okay, what is your homework?
Wait. He could introduce us to his better halves there. Is there two dogs there or just one?
No, there's two. There's one.
Because I thought I saw one without.
And then there's one over here.
Oh, my goodness.
You got one with gray face and one without gray face, huh?
They're so pretty.
So, Voice, you didn't have a chance.
One of the things that we did this week that kept me so busy was we went to the Steel Museum. Steele was an artist that painted portraits and landscapes in Brown County. He was the most famous Indiana artist.
Was his first name Stan?
John Steele, I think.
And he hasn't taken a Flexeril.
No, but he acted like it.
Hold on a second. You guys missed that joke. Stan is first name, last name Steele. Stan Steele?
Oh, that's so
funny. Anyway, he painted James Whitcomb Riley three times. Got portraits of him, and he only did like most. You had to be very famous for him to do your portrait. And Riley was so famous that he had his portrait done three times.
Wait, is Riley one of the dogs?
No. Riley, James
Whitcomb Riley
is a famous poet and author from Indiana. Yeah.
I love that the boys can do his homework.
And he wrote the poem Little Orphan Annie, and he also wrote The Raggedy Man. Just a very famous author from Indiana. He used to go on tours. He went on a tour with Sam Clemens.
Sam Clemens. Does everybody know who Sam Clemens is?
Yes.
Well, Mark Twain. Yeah, Mark Twain, and guy that reviewed his lecture said that Sam Clemens, on hearing the wild and enthusiastic applause that Riley got, went into a deep, dark melancholy.
Aww. Are you reading this to us?
He's reading a book to us.
He did not want to be compared to Riley because Riley was just so. Nobody could follow Riley.
Okay. Boys, this
idea. So I didn't have time to come up with an uninteresting story for you.
Think that his homework from now on should be an interesting, boring story from his week.
I didn't have time for that.
His is to bore us. And then he comes and he had no preparation. All he has to do is start talking.
Just be him. Just live his life. Okay, well, good job on not.
I didn't have time. Like I said, I was been really busy doing exciting stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I think that should just always be his homework.
There you go. Well, speaking.
All right, wait. Speaking of homework.
Yes.
Wait, I didn't hear it. I was busy crocheting.
Was that chewed on by a dog?
I wish I could dance. I can't dance.
Welcome Brad. To the Spike on the Mic show, where we don't do anything in the correct order.
Thank you.
At all. Well, speaking of homework, Miss Kim, did you do your homework?
Oh, yeah, I did do my homework. Okay.
Awesome.
Hamster Wheel of Doom. What does that make you think of?
Oh.
A hamster?
A carnival ride?
Ooh, oh, gosh. Yeah that that's sounds a like a that's it sounds like the sixth circle of hell.
Oh,
where you
wait,
have to
I think
run
I know.
On a hamster wheel forever.
A wait, blender. A blender.
Here's a hint. U.S. Coast Guard.
Oh.
Oh, this is cocaine one of shark? Their hate. It's a hazing thing? No.
No.
Sounds
thing.
Like that's a good guess. That's a good guess.
So,
ooh, I know what it is. I know. Let me guess. You know, like when those guys are studying sharks, they get in that little cage and they put them in the water and sharks fly around them or swim around them.
You know, there is a shark that makes an appearance in this story. So very close. Right. So an Iranian immigrant, Reza Baluchi or Baluchi, just decided that he was going to build himself this like bubble thing that he can walk in, and it's got like a frame with paddles on it. And he was going to walk from Fort Lauderdale all the way up to New York in the water. He was going to go to Bermuda and then go to England.
Nice.
The US Coast Guard said, no. Because apparently if you just like paddle on the surface on a hamster wheel, you don't really have any navigation ability. You just sort of float on the surface of the water wherever the water takes you. And the Coast Guard said that he was either going to get caught in the current that just takes you out to sea and to England, period. Reaching Bermuda was not going to happen, or get sucked into one of those eddies in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean that just sort of swirl around forever.
Oh, really? Isn't that the path where all the hurricanes like go up?
Exactly. And
like Hurricane Lee.
Like, listen, he off the coast of Georgia, he did make it up that far because that's the way those natural currents go. Off the coast, 70 miles off the coast of Georgia, the Coast Guard intercepted him because somebody said, hey, this dude's just like drifting in the ocean and there's a hurricane coming. So they tried to get him to, you know, to embark their vessel. And he said, no, he was going to kill himself with a knife if they tried to take him off of this bizarre apparatus.
Yeah, and pop the bubble.
They left him for
This story keeps getting better.
It's returned, and he had two knives.
How did he not accidentally pop the bubble with two knives in there?
Well, they did that, and they ended up, you know, getting him off of the vessel, and... it's unbelievable.
I'm all for this story.
Yeah, me too. I'm deep in it.
You have to Google it. There's a video that Vice produced on YouTube about this dude.
Where they burst his bubble?
I'm not making it up. Wait, let me see if I can find one of his quotes because it literally sounds like Borat.
Wait, where's the shark come in this story?
Oh, so in the little video, I watched the video after reading the article, and apparently he was trying to tell the Coast Guard from his vessel that he was good. He had everything he needed. He had food.
Good.
He had a laptop for watching movies.
What? I guess he said
he had a bladder filled with water, like attached to the side. And then, like, he had some sort of like emergency kit that had been bitten by a shark that he picked up to show them. Oh my gosh. I absolutely was dying.
Why did they bother him? Because if he made it from Fort Lauderdale to Georgia, he must got some strong thighs and he did it. So why didn't let him keep going?
Yeah, he did kind of make it pretty far.
Yeah, but again, he was just adrift. He does not have the ability to steer his craft.
So, Kim, is it one of those bubbles that you climb in and you run down a hill? Is that what it is?
One of those. And it's attached to this frame that looks like a hamster wheel that had like little paddles on it, kind of like a stern wheeler boat, you know?
Okay.
A steamboat.
Right. Well, they're also called stern wheelers. Anyway.
So that's not his navigational abilities? Doing that?
No, it doesn't really. You're just still at the mercy of the ocean. Is a lot stronger than that.
So he opted this bubble thing over just a boat?
Yeah. Apparently this man is.
Does he know boats will do this too?
He's full of ideas. Make me crazy. Bellucci is seen telling the Coast Guard officers, I've been 5 years, like, do this thing. They stop me every time. They save my life. I don't know need it. Save my life. I don't know need it.
Oh, it is Borat. It does sound like Borat talking.
I have GPS. I have laptop to watch movie.
I totally understand.
He's going to cross the Atlantic Ocean. How does he get juice for that laptop?
He must have
hamster wheel.
You got to charge it up. Maybe he's creating electricity when he's paddling.
Yeah, you seen Gilligan.
If he did do all this, he needs to be getting a better job and working for.
Dream no coming after you. You must follow your dream.
And here comes.
And his dream was to go across the Atlantic Ocean in a hamster.
The bottom line was the Coast Guard said he cost the American taxpayers $144,000.
We let him go. That was y'all problem. I would have said.
Well, I guess that's the question for all of you. Do you think if somebody embarks on something like this, they should just?
Yeah, let him walk to Europe.
Bye.
Yeah, serious. I mean,
you're on your own.
What does it cost us?
A lot. $144,000 in taxpayers' money.
That's wrong. I disagree with that.
Well, I don't know. That's probably not a lot in the big scheme of things.
Apparently, he put that much money into it. And he did, like, he didn't have people out on the water following him, but he did have a support team on land that helped him build it. And so, yeah.
His family.
He was arrested and he's being fined. So
does it say what the charges are?
Not obeying the Coast Guard. They say that you have embarked on a unsafe journey. Yes.
Okay, so if I get me a log and just, I mean, I cut down a tree, put it in the boat and put it in the water and just sit on it and say, I want to go to
Cuba.
I can't do that.
Nope.
No, because they're going to say, you don't have a way to watch DVDs.
Yeah, really.
Well, I mean, you can embark on a vessel. You can't take out a vessel and go on a journey like that if you don't have, your boat has to be registered somewhere, especially if it's an international journey.
Oh, red tape. See, it's just,
anyway,
it's called green snatches.
I just thought it was crazy and hilarious.
Wow, look at you. You came
prepared.
Yeah,
you get that voice.
I don't know.
You get that voice.
Yeah. Are you trying to tell me I should always be high?
Oh, absolutely. You should never not be high, Kim.
Oh, yeah. Flex Seal. Yeah, get
you stay this way.
Flex Seal. Yeah. All right. So now, keeping on with the homework. Let's see. Chad, did you do your homework?
Yeah, kind of. So I'm on this.
What do you mean, kind of? Either you did.
So I'm on this weekend trip with my dad. I'm gonna watch the Gator game tonight.
Oh yeah,
playing Charlotte. They're playing Charlotte at 7.
At 7,
I am a Florida alumni, but because I'm hanging out with my dad and my dad's a Florida fan, and just to make it fun, we were gonna put some money on the game. And he's like, "Well, Chad, Florida's gonna destroy him." And I was like, "Well, give me some handicap points. So should I take this bet? He's gonna give me 28 points, and I'm gonna go for Charlotte. Do you think I'll win?"
Wait. Why are you going for Charlotte? Did you both go to Florida?
Just to make it fun. Just to make it fun. I am a Florida fan, but I secretly want Florida to win, but I kind of just want the game with my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let me ask you.
So he's giving you a 28-point spread.
Yeah, I get 28 points off the bat.
Oh, yeah, I'd take that bet. Yeah.
Wait, I don't know what that means. Can somebody – I don't
– Okay. So that means if Florida wins this game by 27-0, Chad still wins the bet.
No, he loses.
He vote.
No.
Because he's getting points. 28 points.
Yeah.
Right, so Chad's taking Charlotte.
Yeah, I'm taking Charlotte.
If Florida,
and my score. I still don't understand. What, okay, so what person, does 28 points mean? Like,
because, okay. All right, because
you
Charlotte
take the final score.
Hold on, let one person, let that guy named Chad, he's doing it. Chad, go ahead.
So, because Charlotte is a team that Florida's going to end up – Florida actually – do you guys know that college teams pay other schools that are not as good to show up and
getting
play?
Off track. You're getting off track. Well, Billy wants to know what the
– I know, but I'm doing the background. So, Kim, this team is so – like, Florida's obviously going to beat them. Florida paid them to be on the schedule $1.55 million to play them today. Because they know they're going to beat them. So that gives you the background of, like, the difference. It's not an even bet 0-0. So I'm going in with 28 points off the bat to make it an even from the beginning.
Oh, so I see. So the outcome of the game, you get 28 points added to it. So if the score is 15-7,
you add 28 to mine.
Add 28 to the 7 points, and that means you win.
Yes.
That's bizarre.
I take that bet?
I would. Yeah.
I still think your dad's going to win.
Yes, that is the right answer.
So
dad is still going to win.
Dad is banking on like a game that's 52 Florida.
By at least four
three
touchdowns.
3 points. North Carolina? No.
Charlotte.
Yeah, I've never heard of them. Wait, are they in the SEC?
No.
But you don't play only teams in your conference.
Yeah,
they actually work in these teams, you know, to
pad their schedule.
It's practice,
yeah,
to pad their schedule.
That's insane, and
boys.
But all teams do this. It's not just Florida.
Yeah, I get it, but it's like okay.
All right, boys.
$1.5 million that could be spent.
I think if the bet is like the loser buys the beer, you should definitely take it. You can't lose, right?
Sure.
Florida wins, you're happy. Charlotte wins. Your dad buys the beer, so you can
either way, Charlotte. You get beer.
Yeah, really.
Listen, at the end of the day, it's just quality time with my dad. So I'm going to take the bet. Oh, just yeah. So that when we're watching it, we have, but yeah, that's what's going on today.
That's cool.
And I'm going to go float in the lake.
Right. Well, I'm thinking Florida's going to beat them by 30 points. So you know, to either win or lose. I don't know how which way it goes.
What's the prediction in the paper?
Well, Florida's going to destroy Charlotte.
No, but for betting purposes, they usually say Florida.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't looked that up.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay. Well,
that would make too much sense.
Yeah, really. All right. And one more thing. One more homework is Miss Billy. Did you do your homework?
I did do my homework on this day in history.
History.
This person, this notable person, was sworn in to the United States Supreme Court.
Ooh.
RBG.
No, but close.
GRT. I just need some letters. I just want to. Okay.
I was actually going to do something involving RBG and then thought it's kind of morbid. I'll do something else. And I found
SDO.
That is correct. For everybody else, what does SDO
stand
for?
Sandra Day O'Connor.
And why was that significant?
Because she was the first woman.
First woman on the Supreme Court?
That is correct. And speaking of RBG, on this day in history, the first woman ever was lain in state in the United States. And that was RBG.
All right.
Oh. Wow.
What is lain in state mean?
A wake where everybody in the whole universe can come check her out.
And yeah,
and
like
you're
a
in
funeral.
The National Rotunda.
Which right, president nominated Sandra Day O'Connor?
That I don't know. Let me see. If
I don't think it's Clinton. I don't think it was Clinton.
No, it was in 81. So that is
Reagan?
Mm. Hold on a second.
Right, because
they didn't have a woman on the thing until 1981.
No, they only had girls.
Yeah, why does that surprise you?
Because didn't Thurgood Marshall, wasn't he on there before that?
Yeah, he was a girl.
He's not a woman.
I'm saying, so wait a minute. They put a tall person on before they put a woman?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yep.
Wow.
Because that's the order of things in history, it seems like.
Yeah. White male, mm-hmm. Person of color male.
No, it's
woman.
It's WM. Yeah. It's
white woman.
It's WM, WF, yes. BM, BF.
Wait, no.
No.
For the vice presidency, it wasn't, though.
No, there wasn't. No.
That's true. That is true.
For the presidency.
Who am I president? I'm talking about the order of society.
Yes, the order of society. There has not been any women president, but there has been a tall president.
But yeah. I'm not talking about president. I am not talking about president. I'm talking about the Supreme Court of the United States of America. I'm talking about how life dictates how this world in the United States. It says first
SCOTUS.
WM, second person is a WF, third person is a BM, and then the fourth person is a BF. Go ahead, boy. What are you saying?
BM?
No. Why WM, is there a bowel movement?
As a WM. Yes, I was going to say, as a WM, I'm sorry that we stuck you with the title BM.
Yeah.
That wasn't you. Right.
Hey, I'm just saying that's the order in life, and not presidency or Supreme Court, none kind of stuff. That's why I was surprising that they put a tall person on the courts before they put a woman. Because who got the vote? The right? Who got the first chance of the vote? The woman or the man?
Oh, men, of course.
No, men. Women didn't get the.
I'm talking about the tall man or the.
Woman. Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
definitely tall men.
You think?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
That is the order. Yeah. I don't think women had the right to vote until after all men had the right to vote.
Yeah.
Tall and short.
Yep.
Damn. I'm telling you, that's how the order, it seems like everything goes through.
Man. All right.
And rightly so.
Okay. Well,
that'd be dumb. It's a dirty
WM. Short ML.
WM.
All right, so let's go ahead and get this show started with topic-changing music.
In the nick of time, we're changing the topic from something we could all get in trouble for to whatever this is coming up.
I like to call this topic here A-I-T-A-H.
What?
A-I-T-A-H.
Yeah.
I don't have any pencil or paper. I can't.
Does anybody know what those acronyms mean?
I do.
Okay.
Well, I do.
Miss Billy, you want to explain what A-I-T-A-H?
Aflac.
M-I-V-K-E-Y.
M-O-U-S.
Oh, the topic is Am I the Asshole? That's what, that could be something that we could have did if we was playing OK Boomer. What do when kids say A-I-T-A-H? What does that mean?
Oh, am I?
Well, that's asinine.
Just am I the
asshole?
A-hole. You're going to have to say A-hole.
Okay. No, okay. Well, let me get this story here, and I want to see if this person is true. Okay, so there was this bride that she was getting married, and she abruptly left her wedding and her husband because he did this. Now, she wrote in an article, she says, smashing cake is something that she doesn't like. She saw her soon-to-be husband watching YouTube videos of the, you know, the bride and groom, and when they do the cake thing, the husband or somebody would smash cake into the face.
Right.
She says, I do not like that. Do not do that.
Yeah.
Because she said at the age of 17, her mother smashed her face into her cake at her birthday party, and some decorations cut her eye. So she's always had a fear and don't like that at all.
Yeah.
Well, of course, on her wedding day, when they were sitting around, you know, getting ready to eat the cake, the husband did that to her. And so she immediately just left the wedding party and all that. And she's talking about going for an annulment. Now, the question is she the A-I-T-H or whatever, and she's the asshole? And I go around the room and ask the resistance fighters, Billy, is she the Adaha?
No.
Because I don't understand. No,
because she clearly said to her husband, don't do this. This is something that traumatized me and actually physically harmed me. Please do not do this. And he did it anyway, which is a blatant disregard and disrespect of his new wife. Why would you want to be married to somebody like that? Why would you want to start your life off with somebody that's,
mm-hmm. All right, and then just keeping it in the XY chromosomes, Miss Kimley, what do you think?
Yeah, I think, you know, same thing. This is a lack of sensitivity that will probably perpetuate itself through the relationship. This was it could be a one-time, really gross misjudgment, but I'm not so sure it'd be easy for her to find trust again in a situation like that, when she really exposed herself and said, hey, this is a typical problem for me. What happened? Did I do something funny?
No. Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
It was a Richard move.
Yes, really. But
I did. Why am I being looked at like that?
I wasn't looking at you. I was talking about the problem.
That's stupid. Cat that ate the mouse look on his face.
Okay, so I think. Did you call on me?
Yeah, I did, but hold on a second. That Flexol is really getting to you, ain't it?
Oh, my God. You guys, I should be asleep right now.
All right, Hanging Chad, what say you?
So I think this guy shows up to his wedding, and he realizes, oh my God, I'm way in over my head. I do not want to marry this woman. How am I going to get out of it? Oh, my whole family is here. I've already bought this place. I know what I'll do. I'm going to smash the cake in her face.
I gotta know.
And she'll leave. She'll call it off. It'll be her problem. She can't. Oh, it was brilliant.
Oh, damn.
Brilliant. That's what happened.
There you go. All right. So, voice of reason.
Well, I think you have to look at it from both sides. She was traumatized. She has a phobia. All right. Now, scientists say that the only way to get over a phobia is to be exposed to what you're afraid of time after time. So what he was, I can see where he was going.
Oh.
He was going to start off the wedding right. He was going to help her out, get over this fear of having cake pushed in your face. And he probably planned on doing this until she was over, like every morning. He would get up before, just as she woke up, when the alarm went off, cake in the face.
Yeah.
Until finally she was happy to, she liked cake being pushed in her face.
Oh, okay. He was trying to fix her.
Did you all the guests line up both, their plates? Neither one. And he just take two. Are you over it yet?
That's where he was going, I'm sure. Wait, but
is the voice married? Because, come on. Yeah.
You're just now asking this?
PW, what say you?
Well, you know, this is just like everything else. The first people who had a right to not have cake in their face were white males. Then it was black males. And we still haven't gotten around to a woman yet.
That's probably right.
Yeah. Okay. Now, she asked the question, she's the ask hole here. And I'm thinking, she's okay to, I think it's okay for her to be upset about it.
Sure.
But she knew she was marrying a jackabob because this clown, this dude, I shouldn't call him names, he was looking on YouTube of cake smashing techniques.
Yeah.
So it ain't like she should be surprised. He knew, I mean, he was trying to find the best way, things to do it. Yeah, she asked him, say, hey, look at here, dog, dad, don't do this. Please don't do this. I don't like this. And he said, okay. And this dude probably had his fingers crossed behind his back, you know? So when you say okay, you can do that. So
don't you think a lot of the problem is that women want to look beautiful on their wedding day, and it's hard to look beautiful when you have cake all over your face.
Problem in this situation. She was traumatized.
I agree that she probably should have known already. She should have known by then who she was marrying.
Yes.
However, she's still not the ask hole for getting mad, leaving the wedding, and annulling the marriage.
Question: do you think she had no idea this was going to happen?
She probably trusted that it wasn't going to happen when she said something.
First of all, I don't know how this became a wedding tradition. It's so stupid. Yeah. Two, anybody who goes to a wedding or is getting married and there's a cake there knows this is a possibility this is going to happen.
100. And also, to answer Hanging Chad's question, I had heard about that, so I found the traditions of smashing cake. It goes back into the 1800s. Wrong as it may be, it was supposed to be a sign of dominance. That's why the man put the cake in the woman's face.
That's probably like why women don't like it.
Yeah, right or wrong. Go ahead, boys. What are you saying? Boys, hold on real quick.
Women have these dreams of their weddings and how it's going to be and how beautiful it's going to be. And they all have this, like, they're going to get the perfect dress. They're going to have the perfect cake, and it's going to be a beautiful wedding. Maybe this guy had a dream about his wedding too. Maybe he wanted out of the wedding, the one thing, the only request that he had was the cake.
Smash his white state.
And he's been looking forward to that all his life, ever since he was a little boy when he put on his first little tiny tuxedo.
Right. Or his dad probably did it when he was, he wasn't born, may not have been born. He could have been born when his mom and dad got married and he saw his dad do it to his mom. He thinks that's tradition. I don't know how I feel about it, whether I'm excusing it. No, but I'm explaining it. How about that? Will we all accept that?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm excusing it. So,
they should stay together for the sake of the children.
I see. If you're having
if
you're having an issue over cake smashing, you're already done. You might as well call it off for now.
You have a problem when he comes home with another.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. How are you going to look past the other woman if you can't look past this cake?
Past the cake. Yeah. Really. Let them eat cake. He says. All right. And plus, as Boy said, he was doing psychological training on her. All right, so that was bad, but let's go ahead and do a topic changing music.
All right, once again, we're going from the white males to the black males.
All right, so let's do what we normally do is call the Big A word of the day.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. That was perfect and distorty.
Oh, am I loud?
Distorty.
I'm always loud.
Perfect. I think that's
okay,
a new word.
So there's a lot of dead air going on. I'm just filling it up with sound now because
I think Kim came up with a new happening. Word.
Yes, darn
distorty.
It.
Distorty.
Yes, darn it.
I was just breathing before, because you know they say before you say something wrong, take your time and
count it out. You just come at this 10.
Coming up. All right, so the big A word today, ladies and gentlemen, what we do is that we try to educate your mind and your body and your spirits by introducing you a big A word of the day that you can use when you're at water coolers or walking around in mountains or high-ends on Flexol. Ladies and gentlemen, I am going to play this word of the day 3 times in total silence for the resistance fighters, and then we're going to go around the area and ask them, do they know what the big A word of the day is? This
right.
is the big A word of the day.
Number one.
Churlish. Churlish.
What?
Churlish.
Hold on a second. Were y'all able to hear that? Because I didn't touch a button.
It sounded like churlish.
Well,
churlish.
So I'm going to try to play it in total silence, so no one's going to say anything. So let's try it. On three. 1, 2, 3.
Now.
Churlish. Churlish. Churlish.
Oh, okay.
Were you guys able to hear the big A word of the day?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go around the room and ask. Voice of Reason, do you know what the big A word of the day is?
I think it's the beginning of that movie star's name, Charlie Shimple.
Man, you gave it away.
Yeah.
All right. Kims, do you know what the big A word of the day is?
Uh-huh.
I thought she was asleep.
Talked about it.
Ooh. All right.
Ooh.
Is Billy... Did that help you? Do you know what the big A word today is?
I do.
Ooh, well then let's go to PWs. W's?
Yeah, it's the reason I'm not allowed to eat cake. It'd ruin my churlish figure.
Okay, there you go. And Hanging Chad, you always come through because I know you know what the big
A
word
is. Yeah, so when you get high on Flexrol and you start eating your hair, it's so... Churlish.
I'm not eating my hair.
What would you call it? Billy, Kim? You were eating your hair, weren't you?
I was just twirling it.
Oh, twirlish. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Twirlish now.
Really? All right, well, so the big A word of the day, which is spelt, and I forgot to do that because we didn't do that. Where in the hell is the words?
B-A-H.
It's spelled exactly
you?
How it sounds. You.
Wait, hold on. Spell it then, Kim. Spell it.
C-H-U-R-I. Wait. R-L-I-S-H.
Okay, spell it one more time without stopping.
C-H-U-R-L-I-S-H.
Ding, ding. Well, then, because you spelled it correctly, give us the definition of churlish.
I can use it in a sentence.
All right, that'd be cool.
The churlish groom
smashed. She can use it in 5 sentences.
Take your time.
Jeez, sound it out.
Say it one more time.
Churlish groom smashed the cake in the bride's face.
Oh, so voice of reason. Adjective. Voice of reason. Did she use it correctly?
Sort of. I think the groom actually pushed the cake into the bride's face churlishly.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Maybe it was an adverb, but I think it's just an adjective.
Sorry. Are you holding up 2 boxes of tissues?
I saw that too.
Two marble bricks? What is that?
Oh, those are yoga blocks.
They were sitting next to me, and fidgeting with things makes me think less about my back that is killing me.
Okay. Yeah, that distracted me. You put those things into your head. All right. So,
no.
Really. So, Hanging Chad, did she use the word in the sentence correctly?
Yes. Well, in four of the sentences, the fifth one, I don't know.
There he is, yeah. Yeah, by whip by Merriam and Webster, the definition of churlish is a formal word which means irreparable or rude. And yep, that's exactly what she did. That is a great call on there, Miss Kims. All right, so you know the big A word of the day. All right, so without further ado, let's go ahead and do one more topic-changing music.
All right, we're flying through topics today like they didn't matter at all. Let's be churlish and hear what the next one is.
All right, I like to call this topic here, this is a little too friendly, guys.
It's a little too friendly, Skies.
Really good one.
All right, okay, I'm just going to read this topic here.
Is this when two people go into that little restroom together?
No. Yes.
Yeah.
This is a new service being provided by Southwest Airlines.
Like, yeah, well, actually, I want a cookie.
This is going to change the mood drastically. On September 2nd, American Airlines flight 1441, a 14-year-old girl was standing in line to use the restrooms at the back of the plane while it was in midair. Well, a flight attendant,
yeah,
approached her and said, "Hey,
fly waitress
says you can use the front ones; it's available." And as he escorted her up there, he said, "Hold on a second." He went in the bathroom, you know, take some things out. Then he came back out. He says, "Okay, you can use it, but the toilet seat is broken, but you still be able to use it. And so don't worry about it." So she goes in there, and she notices something about the toilet seat. There was a iPhone taped to the bottom of the toilet.
No.
Nice. Yes, wait. And if I could show, and so she went in there, she saw it, suspicious, and so she took a picture of it. And then when she left, she noticed that the flight attendant went back into the toilet, into the restroom, and then came out. Well, this is the part that I'm with it and I'm mad about it, but what I'm kind of confused on is when the plane landed, the authorities met the law enforcement met the plane at the gate when it landed, and the Massachusetts police escorted the flight, whatever you called it,
off the plane,
right? Because the FBI came involved, and they said this happened in midair, so that's why the investigation has to go because of the FBI jurisdiction.
Cross the state lines.
Yeah. All right, so all that is boo-boo garbage. The guy needs to be hung and hanged over. But now my question, also, according to the lawyer for the family, they have not pressed charges or filed a lawsuit yet.
Everybody for the airline.
That? Everybody got that. Now my question to the resistance fighters is two things. How did the people on the ground know about this?
Oh, you can communicate with people on the ground while you're in air.
The pilot was notified, and they notified the airline. I mean, it goes through protocol.
Yeah.
So you guys on
the airport,
under the impression that the girl went back and told her daddy or a family member, said, "Hey, this dude tried to record me in the bathroom." Then they went and somehow went and told the pilot.
Yeah.
Told another airline stewardess.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
They could have called the cops from the sky through the internet.
You can get Wi-Fi on planes now.
Yeah.
I've made phone calls from a plane before.
Yeah.
While in mid-flight?
Correct.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh. You can do that now.
All right. So
you could write a note and just throw it out the window.
How do you do that?
When was the last time you were on a plane, Spike?
It wasn't that long ago.
But she's talking about a commercial plane.
Yeah, I had internet when it was on the ground, but then when it got up in the air,
Back in the day, I remember that was true, but now so I feel like that you can pay for a Wi-Fi service.
Some local shorter flights don't have. Not all of them have that.
Yeah,
interesting. Yeah, I that was my okay. So, can you guys see my screen?
Yes.
Yes.
We didn't want to, but
And all of your notes.
Look at that.
Yeah, this is the, if you can see the pic, this is the picture of the toilet seat where the guy had put it on there. The seat is broken, and you can see, I guess that is the, that is the,
yeah.
The iPhone.
What? Why would they, what?
Why would the light be on?
That is, why, that was a mistake.
Idiot. Well, I mean, you want to get a good shot.
Holy cow, that is disgusting.
That is terrible. And it is like, you got to be kidding me. All right, and so with that being said, the next thing is that, okay, I said that. Oh, why haven't the family go ahead and filed it? They're trying to get all their ducks in order to get some more money out of this?
Well, do we know for sure this isn't fake fish?
I almost want to say that, but then I saw
No. The guy's going to get charged by the FBI, period. No matter what the family does, he's being charged with a crime. He committed a crime. Yeah, I'm sure it was his phone. And he committed a crime, so he's going to be charged for this. However, the family doing anything extra means they got their, you know, going to possibly sue the airline or something like that for negligence for hiring this guy in the front of the
side. Let me understand something. Was she the only person that went into this bathroom?
Go ahead, Chad. No, I'll say
according to the
story. Yeah, according to the story, she was standing in line, and this guy saw her, and then he said he went and tapped on the shoulder, hey, you come use the front bathroom. But he says, but hold on a second. He went in first. This is according to her story. He went in first, came out and said, you can use it. Then when she left, he went back in, which makes me think, why didn't she take the phone? She took a picture of it, I guess, with her phone. That's what she said. I took a picture of my phone when I left. I noticed he went back into the restroom. Voice of Reason, you want to say something?
I don't think Southwest lets you stand in line at the bathroom.
It wasn't Southwest.
It was America. It was America Airlines.
It wasn't Southwest.
It had to have been a pretty big
American Airlines. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, it was American Airlines.
I'm a stockholder in Southwest, so if it's a different airline, they should, the parents should definitely sue.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, Miss Kim, what'd you say?
I said that if there were that many bathrooms to choose from and there was anybody standing in line or waiting for bathrooms, it had to have been a long flight and a big plane.
Well, it was from South Carolina to where were they going? I said Massachusetts. I don't know if that's far.
Charlotte. There's a back bathroom and a front bathroom. That's pretty average on every plane.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. All right, PW, your opinion?
I always wear a diaper when I'm on the plane, so I don't have to get up.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well, hopefully you got arrested.
Well, according to the article, the authorities were there when the plane landed. But I'm thinking he had to have his butthole must have been squinched tight when he was for the rest of that flight.
Such a move, like you'd have to be really
okay.
Was it his phone?
Yeah. Now you guys, you know I like y'all. Please don't hate me for this. For what the next thing I'm going to say, all right? That girl must have been fine as hell.
Yeah.
No, Spike.
Yeah. I was going to ask if did they have any pictures of from his camera.
That was low and dirty.
I am not commenting on that.
How old was that child?
This is gonna make me even worser.
Oh, wait, it was a child?
Yes,
14 years old.
It's disgusting. It was disgusting.
It's disgusting if it wasn't a child. It just taping a phone to a toilet seat is just disgusting.
It's low. That's low balling all day, every day. So I want to believe this, and I have no reason not to believe it, but it just seems like I'm putting this in my shoes. It wouldn't have ended so calmly in flight. especially if I'm the father or if I was being recorded. Airline, Kimberly, what do you call them? Airline steward? You call them air attendant, something like that?
Sky waitresses.
That sky waitress.
I'm not even sure that's like a PC term.
No, it isn't.
Oh, boys?
Okay, it was definitely that guy's phone because I mean, I didn't notice. I just saw like an out of order thing at first that said, you know, on the toilet seat. So I'm want to entertain the possibility that was there. The flight attendant saw that the seat was out of order. He went and checked the outer order on the seat, and he went and checked it out and said, "I think you can still use it. It looks like it's just the seat back that's broken."
Anybody know what he's talking about?
Nope.
No. Somebody else could have put that there.
So he's saying that somebody else could have put it there. The flight attendant could have not seen the phone, just saw the broken sign.
Right. That's you know, he can, there's a plausible deniability. However, the flight attendant went in the bathroom afterwards, came back out. She went in there, did her business, supposedly, came out, and then he went back into the bathroom.
Yeah, that's the story. Yeah, really. But again, the phone was gone
when he came back out the second time after she went. Okay.
Weird damn picture. I'm showing you the picture again.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
What I'm thinking is, and I'm not, I'm just playing detective.
The light is on. Come on.
Yeah, that's the part that made me think it was fake fish.
Yeah, and then I'm thinking, okay, this tape here is removed, what did I say? Removed from service. I almost wanted to believe. I thought that she did this as a what they call TikTok or Instagram thing, that she might have done this, and then now she's trying to blame somebody, because that is too obvious. Isn't that too obvious? That nobody.
That's why I thought it was fake.
Yeah. So all right, we'll have to keep an eye out and ear out and see what resolves in that little crazy story. So I don't know. But anyway, that was a very disturbing topic for the Friendly Skies. So, and with that being said, we've had such a great time. We have to go around the room and ask the resistance fighters, have we done everything? Yeah, what stuck with you tonight? And so I'll start out with you, Voice Arizion. What stuck with you?
That you're not allowed to do anything anymore. You can't build a walking craft. There used to be riparian rights where we had access to the water and nobody could do anything to you about it. You go out in the water. Once you're in that water, that's your business.
What'd you call it? Riparian?
Riparian rights. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
It's a right to access the waterways.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. All right. Then Ms. Billy. What stuck with you?
That the recipe for a happy marriage is when both parties want cake in their face.
Let them eat cake, huh? Let them have cake.
But both parties equally have to want cake to be smashed in their face.
Mm, I feel you on that. All right, how about you, Miss Kim? What stuck with you tonight?
It's still fall. Summer's over. My back still hurts, and my husband gave me his cold, so I'm still cranky, even after this show, and
Flexil's
not cutting it.
Flexil ain't doing it. All right, and Hanging Chad, what stuck with you tonight?
I just keep thinking about, I wonder how P-Dub's feeling, because he has one daughter snorting muscle relaxers and the other one's crocheting scrunchies. You're winning.
Yeah.
I super.
You beat life.
Yeah, really. You did. Winning. And P-Dub, what stuck with you tonight?
I should have wore a condom.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Which time?
Both times.
Don't say it.
Yeah.
Dude, you know we can hear you, right? You know we can hear you. And what stuck with me was that there's a couple things on there. The wedding girl, I don't think that she is the giant a-hole. I don't know, she says she's going to try to get an annulment. I'm thinking, I don't know, if I was a jury, I would say, nope, you knew what she was doing. You saw the guy. Second thing is, I'm totally against the airline flying guy. He is a jack of Bob. Third thing, I'm with the Voice of Reason, we should be Epicurean and walking on water, whatever the hell he's saying did. And Kim, I love your boxes.
Thank you.
Boxes, yeah.
It looks like she's really strong.
Yes, really. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say this. This has been the Spike on the Mic Show. I think this has been a pretty good show, even though we had homework. We did that. We did what damn thing's called? We had smart words. That's called a video word today, right?
That was a good one.
There's no deer. You never get to see
13 seconds.
It was topical.
Yeah. I think I need to go get me some Flex Seal. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic Show. We'll see you guys next time. I'm out. One.